again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 212 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Remembering back 23 years ago when the county acquired property from the Eubank family, which would ultimately become Jackson Park, and remembering the county's first appropriation of monies for recreation in 1974. It's hard to believe that in 1973, Henderson County had no park facilities, no budget for recreation. The city of Hendersonville operated several small parks, but the area's first large park would come from the acquisition by the county from the Florence and Ernest W. Eubank estate of the large tract of more than 100 acres out off Tracy Grove, including the Eubank home, which would ultimately become Jackson Park. And this would be the catalyst for the first recreation budget of $150,000 approved by the County Commission for the fiscal year 1973-74. Alice Porter served as chairman of the Henderson County Recreation Advisory Council. But at the December 1973 meeting of the County Commission, a new County Recreation Commission was created, with five members each serving 5 years on a staggered basis. And the County Commission authorized this new Recreation Commission to spend on their own funds budgeted by the county. And the budget for the initial fiscal year was $150,000, of which Mrs. Porter recommended $120,000 be used to develop facilities on the Eubank property and $30,000 to be spent on a recreation director and staff. Mrs. Porter said the development would take place in four phases, with phase one to include remodeling of the Eubank home to serve as a community center and offices for the recreation staff. Phase two of the park would include as many as three or four athletic fields to provide for softball and baseball, as well as concession stands. Phase three would include children's play area, multi-purpose activity court, shuffleboard courts, horseshoe pits, and later tennis courts. And phase four would include nature trails, a possible fishing area, and proposed equestrian trails. The hope expressed by the chairman of the new commission was to retain as much of the natural surroundings as possible. The members of the predecessor committee, before it officially became the Recreation Commission, was to visit facilities in a number of other counties in the state, and it was felt that this new park would rival the size and quality of facilities ultimately to compare favorably with any they had visited. The Ernest Eubank place had originally consisted of a mile of frontage on Tracy Grove Road along with the home place and the land which was acquired by the county on a gift purchase formula. That large tract on Tracy Grove Road had been sold, and the county purchased the remainder, including the house and over 100 acres, for $100,000 on most favorable terms. As the county park began to see real development take place, Commissioner Bill Prim made a motion that it be named Jackson Park in honor of Clyde Jackson, the longtime chairman of the county commission, which had moved to include recreation as a county function and a county responsibility. The budget called for hiring a recreation director with a salary of $6,400 approved for the 5 months remaining in the 1974 fiscal year. That left a little more than $23,000 for all other expenses to support recreation for the remainder of that fiscal year. Now, the current budget, 23 years later, is $1,103,000, which covers the cost of recreation director Larry Harmon's salary, along with the salaries of 12 full-time, year-round employees and 360 temporaries. That's a word used by Larry to describe any and everyone who's paid fees for supervising games and activities, maintenance, and other chores that hit their peak during the summer months. This budget not only includes operating Jackson Park, but the county-owned park at Edneyville, there at the fire department, the park at Dana, which was the community center, the recreation facilities at Stony Mountain, built originally as the old county home, and the Westfelt Park, which was made possible with a gift of part of the famed Westfelt estate at Fletcher by Mesa Westfelt Eshelman. There is also the recreation facility at Etowah, donated by the Lions Club, and the facility proposed for the old East Flat Rock Elementary School. The Westfelt Park was given to the county in 1993 and will be the only park that offers boating access to the French Broad River. And by the way, the Westfelt home, which can be seen from I-26 at the Rockwell plant, is still owned by the Westfelt family. And I'm told that George Gustav Westfelt's great-great-granddaughter, Kay Rapier, spends part of the summer living in the cottage on the Westfelt place, known originally as the Rugby Grange. So Alice Porter and James Mayfield and Joe Talbert and Glenn Marlowe and Harley Blackwell, see what your dogged persistence back in the late 60s and 70s led to? Ultimately, 7 county-owned parks, a budget for recreation of $1,103,000, and all this took place in the past 23 years. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.